Today I want to talk about a topic that probably leads us all to nausea. We talk about it, or you hear about it so much, in the sodomite activity that's going on. However, we're not here to just talk about things. We're talking about the Word of God. We're talking about truth. We're talking about following God's way, Jesus's way. Therefore, it's not just an item we're discussing. We're actually discussing sin. The transgression, sin. And we know what the consequences of sin is. The consequences of sin is death. Therefore, anytime you're discussing sin, that is good because it brings it to the light. You could get on your knees. You could turn from your wicked ways. If you try to just stay away from it, not make it a topic, hope it goes away. Oh, well, no, it's not oh, well. We're told to expose the deeds of darkness. And there's only one way to expose the deeds of darkness, and that's through the light. And when I'm putting up this Bible, I realize it's the written word. The written word, don't cut it. Don't cut it at all. Even Satan used the written word. He used the book of Psalms when he tempted Jesus. Therefore, without the Spirit of God taking this written word, putting it in your heart, and then you become the church, a temple that God uses. So let's talk about this. Romans 1, verse 21. Because that when they knew God, I say it's arguable that he's talking about the church here. Because they knew God. This isn't heathen. This isn't godless. This isn't atheist. Because that when they knew God, they glorified him not as God. Gang, to just go through the motions to say I'm a Christian and not glorify him by being obedient to him, by dying to your flesh, denying yourself, walking the narrow gate, knowing that Satan wants to devour you. Squeeze it in that narrow gate, getting ready to be ridiculed, persecuted, whatever it might be. Because that when they knew God, they glorified him not as God. So they turned their back on him, even though they knew him. They didn't elevate him to the position he should be, which is number one. God is not an idol. He's not something we put on a bookcase. Oh, well, I'm a Christian. I got my 35-year pin, or I got my Christian trophy. No. The Father, according to John 15, when you accept Jesus Christ, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost all come and live within you. They abide in you. Neither were thankful. So that coincides with not glorifying God. You're not thankful. That's one of the definitions of not glorifying God. You're not thankful. You and I both. You catch yourself whining, complaining, murmuring. That means you're not thankful. Right? This all boils down to one thing, people. It's a cross. It's a cross that Jesus left his heavenly home to sacrifice himself for you and I. The whole existence of the universe, as far as I'm concerned, revolves around a cross. So even if your whole world is falling apart, focus on that. Be thankful for that. That this little time's going to pass. It's fleeting. It's just a vapor. We're all getting older. When I was young, I'd never believe I'd look like this. In a million years, gray. Are you kidding me? It's gone by like a flicker. I don't know where it's gone. It's crazy. But it goes. Neither were they thankful, but became vain in their imaginations, and their foolish heart was darkened. So your heart will get darkened. Vain means useless in your imaginations. How do you become useless in your imaginations? You just constantly think about things of the world. Oh, I want to get that woman. I want to get that car. Oh, my bank account. Oh, I got this bill. Now, you might have all those, and you might have to deal with all those. But if they're consuming your mind, if they're eating at your mind, if they're stealing your peace, and people could be under the bondage, sexual bondage. If it's got you wrapped like a like rope around you, tied up and you can't escape. You may need to be delivered from evil spirits. And I believe you can self-deliver yourself. Because darkness, evil spirits are dark and they hate the light. And how do you do it? You live 1 second at a time. I'm not even saying 1 minute. Because the thoughts come in 1 second at a time. You put up the shield of faith and say, I got your thought. You're not my thought. And you're obviously not the thought of God because you're going against him. Therefore, I know who you are. View thoughts. If they aren't of God and aren't of you, they are of the enemy, Satan. They just pop up. So these things that have us bound, whatever they might be, sexual things, greed, hatred, they start with thoughts. Bind the thoughts. Cast down that imagination. Take that thought captive to the obedience of Christ. Professing themselves wise, they became fools. All right. Good becomes evil, and evil becomes good. That's what happens. You become unthankful. Your heart gets darkened. You're basically foolish. And now you profess yourself to be wise. Now, remember, this is all a predecessor to sodomy. This is the foundation of sodomy. We're reading it. And they changed the glory of the uncorruptible God into an image made like unto corruptible man, the birds, the four-footed beast, and creeping things. In other words, God just becomes an image. And, you could say God image made like a beautiful car or made like a beautiful house or made like a beautiful job, whatever it is. Here it's referred to as birds, four-footed beasts, and creeping things. Yeah, but it could be anything. Anything where you don't glorify God and you glorify something else. Wherefore, God gave them up, first time. God gave them up to what? Imagine being given up. Imagine your mom and dad holding you because they love you so much. They don't want you to go. They love you. They love you. But you choose to turn your back. And as a parent, there's a lot of parents that have run into this. That kid might choose to turn their back. And eventually you have to come to the point, I'm giving you up. I've done all I can. What could I do? Literally put you in chains? And I think sometimes the worst thing to do, it doesn't say God tolerated it. It doesn't say God accepted it. It doesn't say God compromised it. No, God had to give them up. There's no compromising of sin. It can't be accepted. A little leaveneth spoils the whole loaf. Of course, it's balanced with mercy. It's balanced with love. It's balanced with patience. I get all that. But, however, it can't be accepted. Wherefore, God gave them up to uncleanliness through the lusts of their own hearts to dishonor their own bodies. All right. And we know what that is. For this who changed the truth of God into a lie and worshiped and served the creature. Here we go again. They served things. They served each other. The creature. Something created. We don't serve something created, gang. We serve the creator. We're not supposed to serve anything created. And that includes a religion. More than a creator who is blessed forever. Amen. For this cause, God gave them up unto vile affections. That means disgusting emotions and affections. For even their women did change natural use into that which is against nature. And likewise also the men, leaving the natural use of the woman, burned in their lust one towards another, men with men, working that which is unseemly, which means disgusting. And receiving in themselves that recompense of their error, which was meet. So God takes away the confusion here. He sets the stage. He said they knew God. They didn't want to glorify him. They didn't want to be thankful. They rather go with their vain imaginations. Their foolish heart was darkened. They said, I'm wise, I know what's going on, but they became fools. And what happened? Because of that, they changed everything. God didn't become God anymore. Everything else became God. And because of that, God gave them up. And what happened? This activity comes in. To me, this is even more than a sin. This is a sign, and it's a dangerous sign. It's a dangerous sign, and our country's under this umbrella. And here we go again. And even as they did not like to retain God in their knowledge, and even as they did not like to retain God in their knowledge. And what's verse 21 said? Because that when they knew God, they glorified him not. I still believe he's talking about the people in the church here. Because they knew God, and here they knew God also, but they didn't want to listen to him. And we see this happening. Who'd ever believe it? Lutheran churches, Methodist churches, actually having the shepherds up front that God says he's given you over to vile affections. Have we lost it? Or has the pair of scissors gotten so big we could cut it all out? I thought loving somebody was leading them to the Lord, which is leading them to truth, because the Lord is truth, and he's the way. And even as God did not like to retain, and even as they did not like to retain God in their knowledge, God gave them over to a reprobate mind. Now he's giving them over. Now it's scary, gang. Because now God has given you up. And now God has like pushed you. He's given you over. He's almost throwing you in the sin. You want it. I'm not making this up. I don't make anything up. Check everything I say, but I'm not making this up. I'm just reading it. And it's pretty simple to understand. And even as they did not like to retain God in their knowledge, God gave them over to a reprobate mind to do those things which are not convenient. Now, if God was to give you up and give you over, I believe that makes you a sitting duck for Satan. Think about it. If he has given you up and given you over, you're a sitting duck. So what's going to happen? Every demon in hell is going to try to get on you. And let's read this. Being filled with all uncleanliness. All right, here comes uncleanliness because you've been given over. Fornication, that's a given. Wickedness, covetousness, maliciousness, full of envy, murder, debate, deceit, malignity. Malignity means evil-mindedness. Whisperers. That probably means gossip. Backbiters. Haters of God. Despiteful. Proud. Boasters. I'm going to skip one and I'm going to come back to it. Disobedient to parents. It's a big one. Without understanding. Covenant breakers. Without natural affection. Implacable, which means unforgiving, unmerciful, who knowing the judgment of God, here we go again, who knowing the judgment of God, I know this is the church, he's talking to the church. These people knew God, these people didn't want to retain God in their knowledge, and now these people knew the judgment of God. Who knowing the judgment of God, that they which commit such things are worthy of death. In the Old Testament, it was death. In the New Testament now, it's just the stoning of demons. But there is more mercy in the New Testament now. But if you're not going to listen to the Holy Ghost, if you're not going to choose Christ, if you're not going to turn from your wicked ways, you don't have a covering. You don't have a way to escape. So what I'm giving you is good news. I'm not being judgmental. I'm giving you love. I'm giving you good news. I'm giving you a way to escape. Remember, I can't join in. I can't be tolerant, and I can't compromise. But I can give you mercy. I can give you truth. I can give you love, and that's what I'm giving you. Who knowing the judgment of God, that they which commit such things are worthy of death, not only do the same, but have pleasure in them that do them. So even if you approve of this, if you approve of this, you're thrown in the same basket. But here's what I skipped. One of the sins, or you could say the inventions that come in because of this, it says they're backbiters, haters of God, despiteful, proud, boasters. And that, this is interesting. Inventors of evil things. And I'll leave it there. Inventors of evil things. That's one of the items in the laundry list of what's coming at you. This means evil becomes invented. You know, I used to say, not joking, but serious, we don't even know how to old-time sin anymore. Good old-fashioned drunkenness. Good old-fashioned adultery. Good old-fashioned murder. You know, these are all sins we're familiar with. But in this generation, what they're coming out with under the umbrella of sodomy, I can't say it because some robot's listening. You get what I'm saying? There are inventions of evil things. More and more evil is coming as this particular activity of sodomy progresses. Inventors of evil things. Well, gang, stay in Jesus. Stay in the truth. At times, you're going to be looked at as an arrogant, judgmental, bigot, whatever these terms mean anymore. I don't know. I'm not in that world. All I know is what truth is, and I know what's going on. And you're going to feel alone, but don't give an inch. Don't give an inch. Remember the three Hebrew children. Nebuchadnezzar, to those three, they were probably teenagers. And what did they say? We are not even careful to give you the answer, King. You know, we're not eating it. We're not even careful. So, gang, don't be careful in standing up for Jesus. 2 feet in. Dive into it. And God bless you.